Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, and then Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. 1 Kings 19 and 19, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. I'd like to say I appreciate the media team back here. I know I've probably stressed them out. I forget to give them my scriptures. And so when I get up here, I try to give them plenty of time. Amen. Good to see all of the visitors tonight. Haven't got to meet Brother Lindsay from Highway, but I appreciate him being here. But I do have a connection with this friend that they brought, Sister Elena. And her sister and brother-in-law is at my dad's church doing a wonderful job. And so it's good to see her tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 19 and verse number 19. If you have it, say amen. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. I want you to notice that Elisha was, everybody say, plowing with the 12 yoke of oxen. Amen. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 9. We could all quote it. Let's read it. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. I want to talk to us tonight on this thought, a promise for those who are plowing. A promise for those who are plowing. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. I don't have to try to convince you that we are living in dark times. I am convinced that 1 Kings chapter 18 and chapter 19 could speak to us very plainly and very pointedly in this hour in which we live, because I believe that we are living in the days, spiritually speaking, just like those of Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab was a horrible king. You know the story. He tried to get Naboth to sell his vineyard, to sell his inheritance. And how many knows that spirit's still alive in the world today? Trying to get us to sell out our inheritance, our convictions, our standards, our worship, our principles of marriage, amen, our Pentecostal experience, amen. The spirit of Ahab is still alive today. Jezebel, that Jezebel spirit, amen, she was seemingly even worse. She hated the prophets. She persecuted the preachers. She hated truth. She tried to kill the voice of truth. And I do believe that we are living in a time where the spirit of Jezebel is still at work for the purpose of doing what they did, Ahab and Jezebel, over 2,000 years ago. That is simple. Kill truth. Kill the prophets, amen. Kill the prophetic, silence truth. If you don't think the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel are alive today, you are sadly mistaken. Look around the world today. Jezebel, amen, trying to, amen, persecute the voices of truth, amen. That's the agenda of today, to kill anything and anybody who is speaking truth, is it not? And there's so many different platforms in which, amen, they can do it. It's a lot different than what it was in these days. Now, amen, with the technology that we have, with Facebook and with Twitter and with television and internet, amen, and iPads and iPhones, it's different methods, but how many realize the agenda is still the same? They want to silence truth. They want to silence the voice of truth. Amen. But listen, on the other hand, while the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel, amen, was running rampant, amen. There was a spirit of Elijah, amen, on the other hand, which was God's chosen prophet. He was a man with a message. He was a man with a mantle. He opened his mouth and the heavens would dry up and close up for 3.5 years and usher in a drought. Amen. He confronted the false prophets on Mount Carmel. He called down fire from heaven. So I want you to understand and realize that while the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel was running prevalent in the land, there was also an Elijah that had an anointing upon his life that refused to stop preaching truth, that refused to sell out, that refused to compromise. And can I say that while the spirit of Ahab is very much alive and well in our day, I do believe that there is an Elijah spirit, amen, that is rising up, that refuses to bow, that refuses to compromise, who will not surrender truth to this world, that will not give in to the ideologies and the philosophies of this world, but in the midst of the false prophets, still know how to pray fire down from heaven, still can hear a sound of an abundance of rain. How many is glad tonight that while Ahab and Jezebel's alive, there's a spirit of Elijah that's alive as well? Amen. Listen, I've got some bad news and some good news for you tonight. The bad news is Ahab and Jezebel is still alive in this world. But the good news is, the great news is that Elijah's still alive as well. Amen. We're not going to stop having revival. We're not going to stop praying. We're not going to stop living holy. We're not going to stop selling out to God. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, the devil can't stop the church. Amen. The devil can't hinder us from having revival. It doesn't matter what hell throws at you. It doesn't matter the attacks that come from without or the attacks that come from within. Amen. No matter what attacks may come, he cannot stop the church from having revival. Hallelujah. That's good news to me because I pastor a church. Amen. That's good news to me because I'm raising some kids in this church. And I have felt the attacks from hell in these last days. I can feel the onslaught, amen, of hell in these last days. Amen. But can I tell you, he can huff and puff all he wants to. He ain't going to blow this house down. Amen. Because he said, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jezebel, she put a 24-hour death sentence on Elijah. He's going to die. Amen. Elijah will die. Amen. 24 hours passed. Elijah did not die. Amen. 48 hours passed. Elijah did not die. 72 hours passed. Elijah did not die. 96 hours passed. Amen. Elijah did not die. 1 week passed. And Elijah, y'all ain't getting this tonight. Amen. 1 year passed. And Elijah was still alive. 1 decade passed. Elijah was still alive. And can I tell you, 2,000 years later, amen, the spirit of Elijah is still alive. Amen. Can I tell you, there's a lot of folks that puts death sentences on the church. It's going to fold. It'll never have revival. It'll never see the soul saved. And it wants to say, I want to tell you, if God starts it, hell can't stop it. And if God wants to give us revival, there's not a demon in hell that can stop and hinder the revival that God wants to give his church in these last days. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of folks. There's a lot of folks that sit around and they just wait on the demise of the church. Come on now. Amen. You'd be surprised that the people that come to church on a regular basis, sit in the services with a critical, cynical spirit, just thinking, well, it's just a matter of time before this thing implodes. It's a matter of time before everybody walks out. I had one guy tell me, when I first started pastoring, amen, and Brother Hurst, I'll be honest with you, it kind of stunned me, it staggered me, it, it shook me a little bit. Amen. He started causing some trouble. I was a rookie. I didn't know how to handle this stuff. Amen. I wish he'd have come back about 10 years later. I know what to do now. Hey, a little better. Amen. But he looked at me, amen, in the midst of some stuff, and he said, I'm going to tell you something. Pointed that finger. He said, amen, it's going to be you and about 10 people left. Everybody's fixing to walk out and quit. Amen. I'll be honest. It kind of startled me and scared me. I thought, oh my Lord. Amen. What's going to happen? I'm a new pastor. Amen. But I'm happy to report to you tonight. Amen. That report was false. For 10 years later, there's still a church in Bristow, Oklahoma. That's experiencing old fashioned, heaven sent. Amen. Hell chasing revival. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. Let them sit back and say it'll never work. Let them sit back and say, amen, Union Road Pentecostal Church, amen, it's never going to see revival. Amen. My Bible says Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not, will not, cannot prevail against the church. You're going to have revival. God's going to move. God's going to bless, and he's going to do it right here. Woo, hallelujah. If you believe what I'm saying, raise your hands. Amen. And say, thank God I believe that. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. God always has the last word. Elijah sees this young man. Amen. Who's out in the field. He's pushing a plow. He's breaking up the ground. He's sowing seed. Come on, somebody. He watches this young man. He's pushing a plow. He's breaking up the ground. And he's sowing the seed. Elisha was born into a wealthy family. A farming family. It's just what he did. Amen. He would wake up every morning. He would push the plow. He'd break up the ground. And he'd sow seed. On good days, Elisha would get up, he'd push the plow, he'd break up the ground, and he'd sow the seed. On bad days, Elisha would get up, he'd push the plow, he'd break the ground, he'd sow the seed. On sunny days, he would get up, he would push the plow, he would break up the ground, he'd sow the seed. On rainy days, y'all getting this tonight, he'd get up, he'd push the plow, he'd break up the ground, and he'd sow the seed. On days when people talked about him, he would get up, he'd push the plow, he'd break up the ground, and he'd sow the seed. Until one day, amen, amen, Elijah comes by, and there's a shift into his life. Amen. A man who had survived a drought. A man who had outran a chariot. A man who outlived assassination attempts. He comes up to Elijah and he brushes the mantle across, amen, his body. Amen. And here is a young man who just a few seconds ago was pushing a plow, breaking the ground, and sowing the seed. Just doing the mundane. Just going through the ordinary. Just doing what he was supposed to do. And suddenly, in one moment, something comes over him. Amen. That makes him drop the plow. Amen. And would change his life forever. And as I standing in Walmart today, amen, I felt the Holy Ghost, amen, impress on me, amen, that there are some of you who has been consistent in pushing the plow, breaking the ground, and sowing the seed. Amen. You've done it on days when you felt like it, and you've done it on days when you didn't feel like it. Amen. You came to church when you could have stayed home, and you just kept on pushing the plow, breaking the ground, and sowing the seed. You've done it when they talked about you. You've done it when they lied on you. You've done it when they liked you and when they didn't like you. You came to church when you was up, and you came to church when you was down. You came when there was good church, and you came when there was dead church. Amen. I come to tell you, God has saw your consistency, and God has saw your plowing, and he's about to deposit, amen, a revival in in this place that's going to turn this church upside down. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I feel this so strong in my spirit. Amen. I did not come to even preach this to this congregation. Amen. But I felt today at about 4 o'clock when I had to make a flying trip to Walmart. Amen. The Holy Ghost said, you go tell them, all the plowmen, all those that are pushing a plow, all those who have been faithful in doing what I called them to do. Oh, you've cooked meals. Hey man, you've ran buses. You've taught your class. You've preached the word. You've lived holy. You've been separated. You've worshiped while your heart's breaking. Come on, somebody. Hey man, you have came to church when it seems like everybody and everything's against you. Hey man, you come to church when you didn't feel like it. Hey man, you read your Bible when you didn't feel like it. You went through the mundane. You went through the ordinary. Amen. When you felt like more people was leaving than they was coming, you just kept having church. You just kept singing in a choir. You just kept practicing. You just kept playing. Amen. You just kept praying. You just kept being faithful. Amen. And the Holy Ghost sent me to tell Union Road tonight. Amen. He's got a blessing that he's fixing to deposit into this church. He's got a revival. Amen. Your harvest is here. Amen. Your season of revival. Amen. Is here. You've been faithful, saint of God. Amen. You've endured it, saint of God. Your heart's been broken. Amen. But weeping may endure for a night. And joy. I said joy. My Lord in heaven. I said joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. When Ahab has tried to rise up and steal your vineyard, when the naysayers has tried to rise up and steal your joy. Come on now. Amen. When you've lost seemingly, amen, people whom you think and you thought, amen, was your closest, amen, and best allies. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know what you did? You wiped the tears from your eyes. You squared your shoulders. You walked back into church and you kept pushing the plow. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I guess what I'm trying to say is this. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Very few times have I ever preached specifically to a church like I feel to preach to this one tonight. Amen. I'm not preaching to just maybe one or two, but I'm preaching to Union Road Pentecostal Church. Amen. This is what the Holy Ghost dropped in my mind. Your Galatians 6:9 revival is here. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't get discouraged yet. Don't throw in the towel yet. Just keep pushing the plow. Just keep breaking the ground. Just keep teaching the class. God's going to deposit a revival in this church that'll shake this community and shake your family and turn this church upside down. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Cal Ripken was a baseball player. They say that he was a good baseball player. Won many golden gloves. Won many awards. There's one thing that Cal Ripken will be remembered for. And that is that Cal Ripken broke the record for the most baseball games played consecutively without missing a game. The record he broke was 3,034 baseball games. Now that somewhere is around, amen, there's around 162 games played a year. So you're looking at around 18 years that Cal Ripken never missed a game. You know what that tells me? That tells me that Cal Ripken played baseball when he didn't feel like playing baseball. Oh. Oh, boy, I feel the preacher up here tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost up here tonight. That tells me that Cal Ripken, amen, played baseball on days him and his wife wasn't getting along. That tells me that Cal Ripken played baseball on days that him and his manager wasn't seeing eye to eye. Come on now. That tells me that he played when he was sick. That tells me he played when somebody talked about him. That tells me he played when his feelings was hurt. Come on, somebody. But when he broke the record, 60,000 fans gave him a 20-minute standing ovation. Not for a home run hit, not for winning a gold glove, but they gave him a standing ovation simply because he showed up. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you tonight? Amen. I felt the Holy Ghost impress on me. Amen. He has saw every time you showed up. I said he has saw you every time you showed up in one of these services. You're going to walk in here, amen, pool in the parking lot, sit in your pew, and your backslidden children is going to be sitting there with you. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. I said one of these days, you're going to walk in here and revival's going to break out and the Holy Ghost is going to change this church because you just kept showing up. Run, son. Run. Run. Hallelujah. Woo! There's some more ought to be behind him. Hallelujah. 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 You've been faithful, Brother McKelvey. You've labored faithful. You've watched the kids as they walk out and you've watched them as they come in. I'm telling you, this is your year. Brother Hurst, this is our year. This is the church's year for an end time latter day. Amen. Unprecedented Holy Ghost revival. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to make sure you hear me tonight. God has the last word. I understand, I feel in my spirit that there is people that's just watching and waiting for your demise. Come on now. Amen. Just like they did Paul when the snake bit him. Amen. They started saying, yep, matter of time. Amen. They started watching their clock. Amen. But they changed their minds when he didn't die. Hallelujah. There's some folks going to change their mind. Amen. About you and about this church. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I know you've been weary. I know you've been crying. I know you've been pushing. Amen. But don't quit. Sing another song. Amen. Run another lap. Amen. Practice another song. Keep singing because your day of revival is at hand. Hallelujah. Come on, baby doll. Come to the piano. Hallelujah. 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 If you haven't been pushing a plow, if you haven't been breaking ground, and if you haven't been sowing seed, this message is not for you. But if you've been, you feel like that all you've done is push plows. Come on, if that's you, just raise one hand to heaven and say, yeah, preacher, that's me. I've been pushing a plow. Come on. Come on, keep it up. Keep it up. If you've done it on days that you felt like it, and you've done it on days that you didn't feel like it, raise both hands. Come on, that's me. Okay, come on, keep them up. Because I want the devil to look. I got a message for hell tonight. They're still here. I said, I just want the spirit world to look around. We're still here. Come on. The devil thought you'd quit too. The devil thought you'd walk out too. The devil thought he'd lose your kids too. Amen. But I got a word for hell tonight. I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still here. I haven't quit. I haven't gave up. I haven't turned around. I'm still here. Just entertain him right here. Hallelujah. I'm very aware tonight. As it goes right now, I'm not going to have much voice to preach tomorrow night. I preached a little too hard, probably. But I can tell you this. I feel like that God sent me here for this service tonight to tell this church there's a promise waiting for all you that's been plowing. I'll preach to the young folks tomorrow night. And I'm going to leave my heart behind this pulpit. But I came to speak specifically to Union Road Pentecostal Church. I feel something tonight. It's a lot more than just a little touch. I feel a transformation. I feel something. Come here. Where you at? Come here. Push the plow. Come on. Come back. Push the plow. It's what you're supposed to do. Until that day, something. And he stopped. So I ain't felt nothing like that before. Can I tell you what I feel tonight? Tell you what I feel tonight. I feel the brush of a mantle. I feel something shifting. I feel, Brother Aaron, I feel something changing. Amen, brother song leader. I know your name, but it's slipped my mind. I feel something tonight. You're going to get up here and you're going to lead singing. And it ain't going to be like the other times. There's going to be a double portion of God's anointing in this house. I wonder tonight if there's anybody while I've been preaching that has felt that brush. I wonder if there's anybody who's been pushing a plow, who's been breaking up the ground, who's been sowing seed, who's been faithful in coming to church, who's been faithful when friends left you, who's been faithful when people talked about you and said, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live up to that standard. Come on. You don't have to go to that tongue-talking church. Come on, is there anybody? He said, through all of that, I just kept pushing. pushing the plow. Right now is the time. I understand I'm online right now, so don't tell how many people have listened. So I'm not saying this boastfully or anything like that. Whatever. Here it is. When that guy looked at me and told me, it's going to be down to 10. You're going to get down to 10 people. Everybody's going to walk out on you. And I began to fret. Can I tell you what I saw last year in the altars of my church? Just last year. In 9 months, within a year's time, I specifically prayed for God to save and let me see 50 souls pray for salvation in my altars. And within 9 months, it was somewhere around 54 souls. All of them didn't stay. I'm not saying but 54 souls. I saw it with these eyes pray. Amen. And I wanted to look back at that guy who's not even in church now, by the way, and say, yeah, for all of those that you said was going to walk out, amen, God's sitting double. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can I tell you, God's going to do the same thing right here. Amen. All I'm looking for somebody to do right now is to latch on to what I'm saying. Step out of your seat. Come to this altar and say, God, I've been faithful. I've been pushing a plow. I've been breaking ground. I've been doing what you're saying. Amen. To do. But tonight I feel a shift. I feel revival. I feel a Holy Ghost anointing. Amen. Coming in this church. And that's it, Brother Cruz. I feel it, brother. I feel it. Amen. I wish I had about 10 more and step out of your seat and say, I feel that shift. I feel that brush of the mantle. This is our year. This is our season. This is our moment. Our Galatians 6:9 season is here.